Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rosie Green is back on the Emma Gunn Show for a special Christmas podding podcast. Yes, that's correct. I am publishing a podcast every day during December 2019. Rosie, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You are going to talk to listeners in this mini episode about how to handle your first Christmas, if it might be your first Christmas, on your own.
Yeah.
And your area of expertise is because your marriage ended 18 months ago and you've been through it.
Yeah, exactly. So I know how people feel. Yeah, I mean, I will be on my own in the sense that I'll be with my kids and my mum and my family, but I'll be on my own as in, you know, for the first time in, you know, since I was 15, I won't have a romantic partner, as it were.
So you've already been through it the first time. We've talked about it on this show before. What is your advice for somebody who might be hitting this head on year one? How to just get through it with the fewest battle scars?
I mean, I would say feel the feelings that you have. You know, obviously there's going to be some shittiness, but don't let the world make you feel shit about it. And does that make sense in that, you know, like, you know, we're constantly bombarded with messages and pictures of happy families, but actually, you know, if you're having a nice moment out with girlfriends on December the 13th, you know, I'm saying don't overthink it, really. Don't think, oh, if he was here, it would be so much fun. Because actually, I sort of think now, well, you know, the most fun that I had was with my girlfriends and with my kids and with my, and, you know, that's still there and it's still happening. So I try and find the positive in that.
So don't let it colour everything.
Yeah, don't let it colour everything. And don't let kind of the expectation that it's going to be shit make it shit.
But what is it like? I mean, I know that when your first Christmas, you ended up being with family. But
yeah,
if you're setting one less place at the dining table, kitchen table, that in and of itself could feel really horrible.
Absolutely. And so that's why I just wouldn't do that. Right. So I just thought, I'm not going to have Christmas at our house because there would be one less person and there would be a gap. You know, so actually I'm going to do something different. So I would say that would be my advice, like change it up, basically. Do something exciting, do something fun. You know, do the things that you couldn't necessarily do in a, you know, in a, when you're in a relationship. You know, maybe he liked turkey and you like duck, you know, do that. You know, have beans on toast. You know, I was rubbish at cooking Christmas dinner anyway, so I'm really pleased I don't have to do it now.
So lean into the things that you couldn't do previously rather than mourn the things that you can no longer do.
Yeah, and I wouldn't like repeat what you used to do minus one, because I think you're right, that's only ever going to feel shit.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, could someone listening to this who's going through it for the first time, or is maybe passing it on to a friend who's going through it for the first time, would you say that, like, this will be quite a big one? This will probably pinch.
I mean, I definitely think the first one, you know, I'm finding all the positives now. It's like, you know, a year later, the first Christmas is really, really hard. You know, there's no getting away from it. And, you know, you do feel their lack massively and you're negotiating all those really painful feelings and the memories, you know. And again, I think a part of that is just letting yourself feel like that, you know. But then also remembering the stuff that wasn't so great, because I think that really helps, actually. You can have massive rose-tinted glasses on stuff. And, you know, in the end, we were just sending each other links to presents. I mean, there was no kind of, like, you know, bow-wrapped Mini Cooper outside. It was like, oh, you know, you asked me for this bracelet, so I've sent you the link, and here is the exact bracelet you've asked me for. And I'm sure my presents were as unimaginative. So, you know, you can start to think it was amazing.
Oh, so don't put rose-tinted glasses on. Or cinnamon spice glasses on, seeing as it's Christmas. And also, is it maybe to wake up on December the 26th and go, oh, I bloody did it.
Yeah.
And actually almost celebrate and think, that is hard. There's no getting around it, your first Christmas.
Yeah, I think it will be. Well, you know, I mean, actually, in a weird way, I think there will be sad moments, but I think they might just be sad moments for the children more. I feel quite excited about this Christmas, actually. Mm. I'm going to be with my family. I love them. You know, I just think, actually, I'll have a really nice time.
I'm just thinking about a brownie badge, like you earn your first Christmas brownie badge and then actually wear it as a bit of a medal.
Exactly. Oh, it'd be amazing. Yeah, exactly. To get through it. No, I agree. And, you know, I think Christmas is a really tough time for quite a lot of people because, you know, I've written about it in Red, just saying, you know, it kind of becomes this massive day where I think, you know, you kind of, it becomes so symbolic of who you are and what stage of life you're at and who you're close to, that it makes it so painful for so many people.
But the pain won't last forever.
No, and it's definitely easing. And so I think, you know, the pain that I felt last year compared to the pain I feel this year, and hopefully the pain I won't feel next year, it gets better.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Sorry if anyone is listening to this and is feeling in that dark space. We're here for you, aren't we, Rosie?
We are, absolutely. And I, you know, God, I've been there. And as we said in our last chat, you know, it happens. Heartbreak happens all the time, but it feels unbelievably bad when it's happening to you.
But yeah, it will get better.
It will. That's the truth.
And you're sitting right in front of me, someone who is now excited about Christmas, whereas last year you were dreading it.
Oh my God, absolutely.
And there was a moment in a John Lewis car park.
Yeah, there was, which nobody needs to see. Nobody, And I apologise to anyone who saw that.
So it might feel terrible now, but it's actually a landmark that you'll look back on and feel really good about having moved forward from.
Yeah, and got through. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Brilliant. Obviously, the links to Rosie, and she can dispense more wisdom than just what she had in the last 5 minutes. If you go and follow her, she's at Life's Rosie on Instagram, and I'll also put a link to all of the pieces that she's written and all of the links to the articles. But Rosie, thank you for sharing that, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Bye.